We're pleased to welcome in our good friend Randy Sainer, joining us on behalf of the University of Nebraska Extension Office here in North Platte. Randy, always good to see you in the studio.
Yeah, it's good to see you too. Nice day. Got some snow melt. We're going to need some more moisture, but I want to talk a little bit today about drought.
Sure.
I know that's not a popular thing, but producers need to start thinking about targeting dates of when they might look at reducing their herd size if we do have a drought.
So before we go to that, can you tell us where we're at for moisture? How dry is it?
Well, you know this
last, where you're at.
Yeah, this last snow helped some, but we're still in a really pretty good sized drought, and the state is tending to increase in drought. It's, you know, the eastern part's not getting a lot, but there's kind of a little swath down through North Platte down south that's still really dry, and it's going to take a lot of rain to get us caught up. There's not a lot. The thing is, there's not a lot in the subsoil profile. Yeah. We've pulled most of that out, so what we get in the topsoil is what we're going to have to use. And so this, if we get more snows like we can, and our climatologist, we do a beef meeting once a month, and he talks to us. The atmosphere is changing a little bit, and so we may get some more storms. There's more energy out there, it looks like. Mm-hmm. And he talked like we possibly could have a real wet, cold spring. I don't like the cold part, but
we'll use the moisture.
Yes, that would be very helpful. But he said, you know, he could be wrong too. So he said the best thing to do would be to prepare, and then if he's wrong, we're all good.
Yeah, you're in a good spot if he's wrong, and that's what we'll hope for.
But I hope he's right. And this storm here, this last storm we had, was kind of like what he predicted. So I'm hoping he's correct. Now last year he was not correct. So he said, go figure. But he said it looks better. So
well, like you say, you take it as it comes and deal
right,
with it. But
right.
It's good to be prepared.
Yeah, this last moisture we got will be very helpful for, especially for grass and stuff.
But sure,
we'll have to continue to have some because there's not much below. It's just in the top.
It was great. It was needed, but it didn't do a lot to help the drought conditions. Is what you're saying?
Right. Right,
okay.
Right. We need more to really drop this drought.
Sure.
So what do we need to do to prepare? What does your cattle producer need?
So it looks like, you know, if you start looking April 1, kind of watch what things are going, but really, really a good target is also May 1st, because that's when people are looking at going out to pasture. You can kind of see what pastures are doing, how much moisture we've had. And if we haven't had a lot, then getting rid of those older cow-calf pairs, anything that's open, you know, things that are not as productive.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to save those good productive cows. And honestly, it's going to be hard to get back in, because right now, if you look at the cattle cycle, we're down in numbers, and I think we're going to go further. Mm-hmm. And this drought has had part of that. Is a reasoning. If you look at the states that are in drought, all their numbers are reduced. The only one that's not is Iowa, and they grew a few in their cow herd. Every other state's down, and so what that tells me is if we continue to sell cows off, you know, getting back in is going to be fairly expensive because cattle prices are going to go up. And you know, this war thing, I don't know what it's going to do for affecting the markets.
That's another equation that we don't know.
Exactly, and feed costs. That's, you know, people say, oh, well, these producers make a lot of money. And, you know, with the feed costs the way they are, it's going to be pretty tough for people. They're going to have a higher price to break even, let alone make some money. And same way if you look at the crop people, you know, with the fertilizer prices going up, and the cost of fuel. People don't realize how much fuel an ag producer uses because they got
all
tractors, they got to feed
really?
Hay. Yes, they got to feed hay. Corn people have to plant corn. I mean, there's a lot of fuel, and this fuel cost is a major bump for a lot of people, and I think it's going to cause it. So those things. So due to feed costs, we used to say you might be able to keep cows in a dry lot for a while, but that's going to be kind of sketchy this year because of the cost of feed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it kind of depends on how long the drought lasts.
Yeah.
Because I had people in the last drought that they actually kept their cows in and dry lotted them, and we ended up getting rain, and I think they were able to put them out in July, and they were able to save their herd, and they said it really helped them out. But we had pretty low distillers feed, and we had plenty of corn stocks. You know, our hay supplies are low too this year. Mm-hmm. So all those things seem to add up. So just something to think about. But the first thing to do is look at your herd, try to get rid of those animals that aren't as productive. Maybe you don't save as many heifers this year, you know, those kind of things to look at. But every operation's different, so every operation...
It's not a one-size-fits-all.
No, and people that have yearlings, it's a nice... If you're keeping yearlings, that gives you some leeway, because if you got cow-calf pairs and yearlings, you can sell the yearlings earlier, see?
Sure.
And they're a nice drought plan, and the university's kind of worked with that, is saving some, you know, yearlings back, so you have a drought management plan where you can sell them early, or if you have lots of grass, then you can graze them till later.
Yeah, and the market's a factor in this too, because nobody wants to take anybody, let alone the yearlings, to the market if it's in the toilet.
Yeah, and right now, my brother just sold some call cows, got the most he's ever got out of call
really?
Cows. Yeah.
So the market's looking pretty good for the most part.
For so far this month, it's been way better. Like, he got $1,200 apiece for those cows, and they were old cows.
Okay.
Normally he would get like $600 for them. So that's been a good thing. Mm-hmm. So call cow prices have been better, even though we're actually killing more call cows than we have in a long time, and the numbers are up. But the demand for evidently hamburger and meat must be up, because right now. And right now is not a time when a lot of call cows come to sale barns. So,
supply and demand.
Yes.
Now, Randy, what can the general public do to help with these drought conditions too? I would imagine conserving water and being mindful would make a big difference.
Yeah. And, you know, if you can do some rotating, give pastures a rest a little bit. If you do happen to catch a rain, that's going to help them, you know, grow back rather than just continuous grazing. Those kind of factors are going to be really helpful to you. If you can really manage your grass better by rotating, I think that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll collect. It tends to be more resilient if you can rotate than if you're just continuously grazing a pasture.
Other than that, I guess we just have to do the rain dances and keep on praying for some moisture.
Exactly. Well, and sometimes, you know, the good Lord sometimes looks down, and we get enough prayers up there, we might get some more moisture. Yeah. So.
Only one way to find out.
Sure.
Yeah.
Randy, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, just that, you know, we're having nice weather now for calving. It could change on us, so always, always be prepared for those winter storms that come in. But
And you mentioned cows being out on corn stocks a few minutes ago, too. Is it getting kind of late in the year? Are we going to see more of them go back to pasture now?
Yeah, the challenge is when people leave them out too long and they're having to graze those stocks instead of the leaves and the husk, your cows are going to lose condition. And that's a problem when they calve, because your rebreed could be a problem. So,
sure.
You know, don't want to leave them out there too long. And if they're out there and you're not, you should be supplementing them if they're out there, unless they're on brand new stocks.
Okay. All right. Well, Randy, as always, we appreciate the time. And if there's anybody out there that wants to get in contact with you to maybe pick your brain about how to make the best out of their operation during this drought season, they're always welcome to do so.
Yep. They can call us or email me at randy.sainer@unl.edu. That's pretty easy. Or call the office at 532-2683.
And if you weren't able to write either one of those down, we do have Randy's contact information here at the radio station, so you can always call, and we'd be more than happy to pass it along. Randy, always good to see you in the studio.
Thank you.